Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
High school basketball, Giant FM sports from Batesville tonight. 12-9 Bulldogs, 11-10 Golden Bears, wrapping up the regular season tomorrow night on Giant FM Sports. It'll be New Pal at home. Dragons looking for win number 14 on the regular season. They will welcome in Greenwood coming up tomorrow night. Our maximum results starting lineups for the Golden Bears: Josh Williams, Garrett Davis, Zach Kuhn, DJ Kramer, and Luke Asher. For all 22 games, that has been the starting five for the Bears this year. For Batesville, Colt Meyer, Trey Heidelich, R.J. Powell, Robert Raver, and Tyler Myers. Now for Batesville, Colt Meyer returning 8 games ago from 2 fractured vertebrae. Since returning, he's averaging 17.4 points per game. But in the same game he returned, the victory over North Decatur, Batesville lost 5'10 starting guard, senior Austin Seifert. Seifert, at the time, was the team's second-leading scorer. So a key loss on a night that Batesville had a key returning player in Colt Meyer. Now, speaking of the name Colt, certainly that rings very familiar in a lot of fans' names when it comes down to here at Batesville. Colt Ryan, who went on to have a terrific career at the University of Evansville, he's in the building for the game tonight. It was 2009 when he became not only the all-time leading scorer, but the single-game leading scorer when he put 52 on the board against the Golden Bears. That was in 2009. 3 years before that, another memorable moment in this series. In 2006 at Garrett Gym, Shelbyville with a 77-62 win over Batesville. It was that win that clinched a perfect regular season at 21-0 for the Golden Bears. Shelbyville will be in road black, Batesville home white trimmed in blue. And again, for a second straight night, we did the same at Triton Central on Tuesday. We pushed toward an 8 o'clock tip. Kind of rough on a Thursday night, especially a road trip. But the JV game went overtime as the Shelbyville JV saw an 11-point lead disappear in the final 2-plus minutes. Ended up falling in overtime tonight, 53-49. Our coverage tonight of high school basketball being brought to you by Salmon Brothers. Why go anywhere else? McKay Manor, independent living for seniors, safety and security of assisted services. Also by Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life, and Acra Automotive, where you'll find certified pre-owned vehicles. Acra, only the best for you. Shelbyville next week, Tuesday night. Second game of the night at Columbus North in the 4A sectional. Golden Bears will take on Columbus North, a team that, by all rights, the Bears had beaten with about 90 seconds to go in Game 3 of the year. Saw a lead disappear, ended up falling in overtime on North's home floor, 82-76. Their chance to redeem themselves coming up in the late game on Tuesday. That game will be broadcast here on 96.5 FM with coverage beginning at about 7:30. It will follow the opening 6 o'clock tip between 13-6 Bloomington North and 11-9 Columbus East. Waiting in the wings with the byes on Friday, the fifth-ranked team in the state, Bloomington South, at 20-3. They play the winner of the Bloomington North-Columbus East game. If Shelbyville can advance, they would face a 15-win East Central team coming up next Friday night. Speaking of Bloomington South, the number 5 Panthers play a 6-win Northview team tonight. If they win, J.R. Holmes becomes the all-time winningest coach in Indiana history, currently tied with Jack Butcher of Lagodi at 806. Tonight would be 807 if South knocks off Northview, which they are heavily favored to do this evening. Starting lineups being drawn out at Batesville as we await the Bulldogs and the Golden Bears with tip-off here tonight. Next week on Tuesday, I mentioned we will have Shelbyville Columbus North in the late game on 96.5, on 106.3 on Tuesday night. It will be New Pal and Greenfield Central from the 4A sectional site at Richmond. All right, they're on the floor. Handshakes all around. Bears in black, Batesville home white, and we are finally ready for basketball here on a Thursday night regular season finale on Giant FM Sports. It will be Asher and Raver in the center circle. Raver, one of the seniors honored here tonight. Ball is up. Raver wins the tip, and Batesville has the basketball to begin the game. Golden Bears will show a 3-2 zone defensively to begin. Raver setting up in the high post area. Ball in the corner, a touch there for Meyer. He'll give it up from the wing. Around the horn it comes. Out front, Heidelich. Heidelich well above the arc with Powell. Powell gives it up, gets it back, has an open look from three, missed it. Heidelich jumps in, beats Kuhn to the rebound, jumps out of bounds, saved the ball in, and Batesville starts over. Bulldogs have taken 40 seconds off the clock with a missed shot and a rebound and a long possession here at the beginning. Raver, a catch off the left elbow, no good. Rebound snatched away by Asher. Shelbyville with the ball for the first time, and it will be the 6'5 Raver picking up on Kuhn early in the ball game. Kuhn coming out of the basketball at midcourt, slings it left side for Davis. Williams has it, fake right, go left, split defenders, lefty layup, good. Josh Williams on the board early with a penetrating move, and the Golden Bears have a 2-0 lead. Batesville, top of the key touch for Myers. On the wing, it's Colt Meyer, good for three. 17 points per game since returning from that fractured vertebra problem, and he's been the leading scorer on the team since the return. 3-2, the Batesville advantage. Kramer. Outside, Kuhn. Left wing, Williams. Man-to-man, Batesville. With it on the perimeter, a catch for Kuhn. A three high off the rim, no good. Hit the top of the backboard and went out of play. It'll be Batesville basketball. Last year, Shelbyville with a 51-48 win at home. Batesville's won 11 of the last 21 meetings. Here's a catch in the corner again by Meyer. Falling back off 1 foot, badly missed a three. Kramer on the rebound into the front court. Shelbyville with Kuhn top of the key. Shovels it out to Kramer. Now Kuhn again center circle. 3-2 Batesville, 5:45 left to go in the first. Williams stop and go, down to the baseline, jumps out of bounds, kicks it opposite corner. Davis, Garrett Davis for three. Davis with a good start. Shooting 33% behind the arc, hits his first of the night. And a 5-3 Shelbyville lead and a foul out on the perimeter. Stops the clock with 5:26 left to go in the period. And the foul will be on Shelbyville's DJ Kramer. Sideline inbounds from the backcourt. Walking it forward is Powell. Left side, Heidelich. Into the corner, Raver. Now with a catch in the same corner as Myers. In the paint, nicely done, finding Powell, who hits from 8 feet away. R.J. Powell in the book for the first time. Game tied at five as we hit the five-minute mark. Here's Williams. Kuhn comes to the basketball, shovels it back to Williams. Off the dribble, a step back three, high off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken away by Colt Meyer. Batesville front court trying to break a 5-5 tie. Raver catch and shoot from the free throw line, hit nothing but the backboard, and the rebound off into the hands of Asher. Front court, Kuhn. Asher called for traveling on the perimeter. Shelbyville turning it over for the first time. And Batesville possession in a 5-5 game. 3-2 zone defensively by the Bears. Heidelich for Powell to the right of the key. Heidelidge with a touch off the left of the key. Now Meyer way out front. Toward the corner, it's Raver inside the arc. Trying to post up Myers, but nothing available down low. Baseline corner catch for Meyer. Drives around a defender. Off the glass. Good for two. Colt Meyer on the board from inside the arc for the first time. 7-5, the Batesville lead. Here's Davis front court. Baseline Asher out front Coon. Midway point first quarter, Batesville 7-5 lead on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. With it is Williams up front. To the left of the key, Kramer. Baseline Asher takes a look, squares up against the defender, now backs his way in, floats it off the glass, no good. Rebound knocked to the floor and taken away by Batesville. Into the front court, driving is Powell. Over Kuhn, who attempted the block, shot is missed. Rebound taken away by Batesville. Raver now baseline and outside for Powell. Raver in the corner. He'll show some range with the three. High off the rim, no. Rebound, Josh Williams. Williams in the push front court. Gets a defender lost at the top of the key with a stop-and-go move. Left Heidelidge in the dust and took it in for two. Williams, second field goal, ties the game at seven, but now the Bears transition defense, not as good as the transition offense. Let the ball handler slip between a couple of men and a reach in and a foul on the Bears. Josh Williams on the personal. Powell will sit down. Number 34, Tyler Myers takes a seat. Number 40, Sam Vogel, a 6'2 sophomore on the floor for Batesville. And an inbound that results in a catch and shoot three from the corner by Colt Meyer. Meyer with his second three. He has eight. 10-7, the Batesville lead. Davis, a pass for Kuhn. He had to bottle it up against the floor to keep it from getting by him. And then a leaning three that's off the mark. Rebound Batesville. Bulldogs up three. 2:42 left to go in the first. Back to the basket. Raver with a catch. Leans into two defenders. Missed it. Rebound knocked loose. Picked up by Kuhn. Kuhn ahead to Williams. Williams in the corner. Kramer outside. Davis in and out on the three. Rebound Robert Raver. A look ahead to Meyer. Bounce pass into the block. Back to Meyer. Raver opposite corner. Ball on the perimeter now for Heidelidge. Number 25 is Charlie Dice, a 6'2 junior with it on the wing. Outside Heidelidge, left open. He'll take and make a three. Three threes early for Batesville and a 13-7 advantage. Under two left to play in the first. Kuhn into the front court. Outside on the dribble, Kramer. Now Davis, Asher comes around at the post. Outside, Kramer, long three. Couple of steps off the arc, DJ Kramer, good for three. 13-10, Batesville, 1:30 left to go, first period. Heidelidge with a catch on the left wing, coming the basketball, Dice. Instead, down low to Raver in the paint, sends it out to the free throw line where Vogel has a catch and shoot 15-footer. And Batesville shooting well from the field early, leading 15-10. Here's Williams beating a defender, a second defender. Head fake, stripped of the basketball. Batesville fast break the other way, and a finish by Charlie Dice. Timeout, Ryan Mack. Timeout on the floor with 1:03 left to go in the first. BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Batesville 17, Shelbyville 10 on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi. I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
High school basketball, Giant FM Sports is being brought to you by Salmon Brothers. Why go anywhere else? Batesville, a quick start on senior night for the Bulldogs, leading Shelbyville 17-10. Golden Bears using a timeout with just over a minute left to go in the first. Shelbyville ball with Kuhn, top of the key, left-handed dribble below the free throw line, baseline bounce pass, Asher missing on the mid-range jumper, and the rebound off into the hands of Raver. Batesville front court with a 7-point lead, 40 seconds left in the period. Dice, coming to the ball is Powell, holding at center circle. Shelbyville out of the zone, now in man-to-man. Asher trying to defend on the perimeter against Dice. First quarter clock at 24. And now Colt Meyer with Shelbyville's Mitch Yin, the 5'10 sophomore, defending him, checking in during the timeout. Clock down to 12. Meyer holding it. The big B at center circle. Waiting on a screen. Goes around it. Bobbles the dribble. Needs to throw it out and throws it away. So with 2.9 seconds left, Shelbyville with an opportunity, but coming from three-quarter court. Inbounding Asher to Kuhn to Williams. Off-balance half-court shot off the mark. We've reached the end of one period of play. On the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Batesville 17, Shelbyville 10. On Giant FM Sports.
Heritage House of Shelbyville, your leading rehab to home, long-term care and memory care community, will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781 to tour our beautiful new memory care wing, Haven Court.
Picture this. The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping. Picture this. The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports, high school basketball from Batesville. Bulldogs, Golden Bears in the regular season finale. Shelbyville down 17-10 after one period. Golden Bears offensively with Yend and Asher, Williams, Davis, and Kuhn. And now facing a box and one look with Raver defending on Kuhn. Kuhn elevates from three. Short off the rim, caroms off the glass, and the rebound taken away by Batesville. Into the front court, Bulldogs trying to build on a 7-point lead. Raver, the 6'5 forward on the perimeter, puts it on the floor once, twice, and now tosses out front for the point guard, Powell. Charlie Dice holding on the perimeter, defended by Yend, man-to-man for the Bears. DJ Kramer makes his way down to the scorer's bench. A drive on the baseline, Raver into Asher, offensive foul. Robert Raver. Asher gets the credit for taking the charge. That'll be the first foul on Batesville as Raver picks it up on the offensive end. Asher will depart. DJ Kramer into the game for the Golden Bears. 7-11 left to play, second period just underway. 17-10 Batesville advantage. Kramer catch on the perimeter. Defender fell down. Kramer hits the three. Good recognition by DJ, had plenty of time, took a dribble to settle himself into the shot, and knocked it down just off the right wing. 17-13 Batesville. Man-to-man defensively by the Bears. Yen defending on the taller Dice at 6'2". Lob in the post for Raver. Back in the corner, Heidewich. Raver again trying to back down Kuhn, leans into him. Kuhn might have gotten a piece of the shot, and taking away the rebound, Shelbyville. Golden Bears push front court. Kuhn fall away baseline. Good for two. On the board for the first time tonight, Zach Kuhn. Shelbyville with a 5-0 run to open the period within two. Raver posting, working in the post. Turnaround no good. Kuhn the rebound. Shelbyville with Kuhn up the sideline. Stops from three. Air ball. Again trying to jump out of bounds. Not able to save it. And we're seeing something similar we saw when Shelbyville had to deal with Delta And Delta brought a 6'5 physical presence and a mobile one out to defend Kuhn on the perimeter. We're seeing that in what Robert Raver can bring here from Batesville. 17-15 ball game. Batesville by two with possession. Heidelich holding on the left wing. Meyer trying to shake loose of Garrett Davis. Coming to the ball is Heidelich. He has 1-3. Williams stripped him of the ball, picked up by Heidelich, and then goes by Williams and missed the layup. Rebound taken away by Williams. He'll push front court. He stops the top of the key, spins, lost the defender, missed the layup. Back tap on the rebound. Shelbyville comes up with it, but as DJ Kramer catches on the perimeter, he'll be called for traveling. Third turnover on the Bears. And Batesville with the possession, 5:38 left to go in the half. Powell on the jog into the front court. Raver high on the perimeter. Gives to Meyer. Setting up is Myers. The jump hook sits on the rim, falls off, no good. And Kuhn with the loose ball rebound for the Bears. Shelbyville can tie with a two, take the lead with a three. Kramer, Davis up between the circles, now Williams. Kuhn trying to get free on a screen. Skip pass to Kramer. Step back three. Air ball. Rebound loose on the floor. Yen kept it alive. And Williams on the pickup running under the rim, losing his footing, threw it up in the air, and it went in. We're tied at 17, but Batesville quick to answer as Heidelich beats the Bear defenders to the rim and takes it in for two. Batesville, 19-17. Here's Kramer open from three. Passes off on that, drives under the rim, opposite corner, Williams, catch and shoot three, good. And a 30-second timeout taken by Batesville. Shelbyville with a 10-4 run to open the second period, 4:40 left to go in the quarter, and again Batesville with a timeout. That last play, Kramer would have had to have gotten it off quickly, but expected him to shoot the three. He drives from the left corner, gets under the rim, finds Williams, and he knocks down the three. Moments after, Mitch End, who does what he's done all year, keep offensive rebounds alive, keeps it on the floor. Williams runs in from the wing, picks it up, and as he goes under the rim, he hooks it up over his head, and it goes right through the net. So the Bears with a quick start offensively and coming out of the timeout. T.J. Sherwood, the 6'2 sophomore on the floor. He'll join Asher, Kuhn, Kramer, and Williams defensively. And Batesville with the ball, now down a point with 4:40 left to go in the half. Into the front court is Powell. He'll be picked up at the midcourt stripe by Kramer. On the right side, holding is Heidelich. Down low, Raver. Back cut was a nice feed, but the guy cutting to the basket, Dice, lost his footing, nearly lost the ball, saved it in bounds, and turned it over. Shelbyville running the other way. Asher not able to finish, but a rebound put back by Josh Williams. 22-19, the Shelbyville lead. Driving baseline, Meyer. Cut off there, brings it back out front. Meyer with it out between the circles, and the guard now being defended by Asher. Picked up by Kuhn in a switch. Down low to Raver. The double team comes, but Raver on the quick spin draws contact and will go to the line. Number 24, Luke Asher on the personal. It's his first, the team's third. And at the line, Robert Raver. Batesville, a 71% free throw shooting team, and Raver at 77%. He misses the first tier. Raver has started more games for Batesville coach Aaron Garrett than any player in his 11 years. Started from the very first as a freshman. Second shot around and out. An empty trip for Batesville. Rebound, Zach Kuhn. 3:45 left to go in the half. Shelbyville trying to build on a three-point lead. Kramer catch and shoot off the left side. Won't go. And the rebound taken off the bounce by Sam Vogel. Quick look up court to Heidelich. And on the left side, the pass came so quickly, Heidewitz had an open lane to drive it to the basket for two. 22-21, Shelbyville's lead is one. 3:19 left in the half. Kramer with it on the right side. Here's Williams. Outside holding Sherwood. In the corner, Josh Williams. A three in and out. And the rebound again off the bounce by Vogel. Colt Meyer on the push front court. Picks up the dribble. Powell comes to help. Top of the key touch now for Heidelich. 2:52 left to go in the half. Batesville with the ball down one. Here's Powell looking in the post. Nothing there. Outside for Meyer. And a reach around foul on a slap from behind will be number two on Josh Williams. And Ryan Mack with a decision to make. And he's made it. Garrett Davis coming into the game, and Williams with two personals will exit. Very clean game so far. Only five fouls combined, but the Bears do have four of them, and Williams with half of that. R.J. Powell, sophomore guard, 7 points, 3.5 assists per game, has it out front, gives to Heidelich, drives to the rim, rejected, out of bounds by Luke Asher. Golden Bears substitution, Sherwood will exit, Mitch Yin back on the floor. Inbounding baseline is Meyer, giving it to Raver on the wing. Coming to the basketball is Meyer off a Raver screen. He'll now drive it to the rim, bank it up and in from in front. Colt Meyer's first points of the period. He's in double figures with 10, 23-22 the advantage for Batesville. Top of the key catch to the left of it by Kramer. Shaved off the right rim, no good. Rebound on the floor, picked up by Garrett Davis. 2 minutes left in the half of a 23-22 Batesville lead. Here's Kuhn getting a screen, dribbling out of the wing, backing his way in, bringing it onto the perimeter for Davis. Kuhn at the volleyball line, crossover between the legs. Davis on the wing, a catch, covered up, can't get the shot off. First half clock down to a minute 40. Kramer, dribble drive left baseline, out to Kuhn from 23, hit the front rim, no, rebounded by Heidelich. Into the front court, Batesville by one. Nobody stops ball. Heidelich penetrates the defense, kicks in the corner where Raver misses a three, and the rebound off into the hands of Luke Asher. Kuhn, left-handed dribble, trying to get around Raver. Draws some contact and forced the shot up. It'll be a no-shot foul on the floor against Raver. And for Batesville, with a minute 17 to go in the half, they will bring Raver out. That's his second personal foul. He'll be replaced by starting forward, 6'5 senior Tyler Myers. And it now will be the 6'2 Vogel defending on Kuhn as the Bears inbound. Kuhn step back, leans around Vogel, who jumped around him, goes right after his own rebound, snatches it with one hand, and lays it in. Zach Kuhn making offense happen that time. 24-23, Bears regain the lead with a minute left in the half. Vogel in the post, defended by Yin. Not an offensive player is Sam Vogel. He brings it back out front. Meyer in the corner. Left open, two defenders left him alone. He airballed a three. Rebound off into the hands of Powell, who drives it to the rim and scores. Shelbyville giving up an extra shot that trip up the floor. Batesville 25, SHS 24, final 30 of the half. Davis, volleyball line, Kramer. A 1-4 set as Shelbyville extends along the free throw line, extended with 15 seconds. Yen for Kuhn. It's Vogel defending Kuhn. Asher coming to set a screen on the ball left side. Kuhn has two defenders in the neighborhood. Finds Asher, who drives, takes some contact, no call. Missed the shot as time expires. We are at halftime at Batesville High School. The host Bulldogs, 25, Shelbyville 24. Acra Automotive halftime on the way. on Giant FM Sports.
McKay Manor is the finest independent living retirement community in Shelby County with assisted services and 24-hour care for residents 55 and older. McKay Manor currently has 1 and 2 bedroom studio apartments available. It is pet friendly. McKay Manor offers 5-star dining and a full calendar of creative programs and outings. For more information or to schedule a personalized tour and a complimentary meal, give Tracy Tucker a call at 317-398-3100 or visit McKay Manor at 1473 East McKay Road in Shelbyville.
They're the three most sacred words a basketball fan can utter.
I was there.
Like the night the biggest crowd in high school basketball history traveled from every corner of the state just to see a baller named Damon Bailey.
Now there is Damon Bailey. Now
I was there.
And he is an honest-to-goodness folk hero.
When it's state tournament time here in Indiana, and they torch the nets and rain down threes from the rafters, it's so much more than a game. It's a rush. It's a thrill. It's the memory of a lifetime. But only if you're there. The IHSAA Boys Basketball Tournament. When the whistle blows, the drama unfolds, and we're reminded just how big a high school athlete's heart can be. Where will you be?
I'll be there.
The IHSAA Boys Basketball Tournament. Sectionals begin next Tuesday in Indiana high school gyms everywhere. The IHSAA Boys and Girls Basketball Tournaments are presented by the Indiana Pacers and the Indiana Fever.
Picture this. The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
A breaded tenderloin sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
Now's the time to shop Acra Automotive during their huge tax sale. Acra has a large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. If you've been looking for a quality, pre-owned, certified vehicle, now's the time. The savings have never been bigger. Visit Acra Automotive, East State Road 44, Shelbyville, to see why your family, friends, and neighbors continue to shop Acra.
Only the best will do. Only the best for you. Acra Automotive Group.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Only the best for you. Acre Automotive halftime report. 25-24. Batesville with a one-point lead on the visiting Shelbyville Golden Bears here at the break. Individual scoring first for Batesville, being led by Colt Meyer with 10. 7 points by Trey Heidelidge. 4 from R.J. Powell, 4 from Charlie Dice, and 2 provided by Sam Vogel. Robert Raver at 14 points per game, missed 2 free throws, has not scored in this game. For the Shelbyville Golden Bears, Josh Williams has 11, 6 from D.J. Kramer, 4 by Zach Kuhn, and a 3-point field goal by Garrett Davis. Free throws, there haven't been many of those. The free throws that Robert Raver took, that's it. He went 0 for 2. The Bears have not taken a free throw in the first half. Shelbyville 10 of 24 from the field, 42%, including 4 of 11 from three-point range. For Batesville, 11 of 26 from the field, also 42%, and shooting 3 of 10 from behind the three-point arc. Halftime in Batesville, 25-24. Bulldogs up a point. on Giant FM Sports.
Now's the time to shop Acura Automotive during their huge tax sale. Acura has a large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. If you've been looking for a quality pre-owned certified vehicle, now's the time. The savings have never been bigger. Visit Acura Automotive, East State Road 44, Shelbyville, to see why your family, friends, and neighbors continue to shop Acura.
Only the best will do. Only the best for you. Acra Automotive Group.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Batesville 25, Shelbyville 24. Our halftime brought to you by Acra Automotive. Tomorrow night, rough day with a head cold. New Pal welcomes in Greenwood tomorrow night. Senior night for the Dragons as they look for win number 14. Coverage on 106.3 FM and online, realradioonline.com tomorrow night. Let's look ahead to Tuesday sectional quarterfinals on 96.5 and available online at giant.fm. Second game of the night from Stearman Gym at Columbus North. The host Bulldogs, second time around with the Golden Bears. Coverage beginning at 7:30 on the second game from that location on Tuesday. Also Tuesday night, earlier, beginning at 5:30 with a 6 o'clock tip from the 4A sectional site at Richmond. It'll be a meeting of county and conference rivals, New Pal and Greenfield Central. The winner of that game would play Connersville in the semis at the Tiernan Center coming up on Friday. Right now, it's halftime in Batesville. Bulldogs up a point on the Golden Bears on Giant FM Sports.
A breaded tenderloin sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Dock Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best-rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Dock Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great-tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Indiana, who do you meet? Answer. Men and women who play high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question. So where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer. High school sports.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Life moves fast. Your banking should too. Enter the digital world with First Bank. Let me show you around. First Bank now offers services like mobile wallet and express mobile deposit. Here, give me your finger. Use this for quick access to basic transactions and your account information. Oh, that's just security. First Bank keeps you safe with secure checking with identity theft protection and secure lock equip so you can manage and track your debit card usage and status. Make First Bank part of your digital world. Member FDIC.